This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't remember who it was, but I said, I wrote a piece and I said, I think AOC is in big trouble for these campaign violations. And I also believe that she's been somewhat set up by the Democrats. I don't know who all is behind it, because they'll say, oh, no, Kevin, it's the Republican group that sponsored this or that. Look, I don't know. I'm just telling you, I know politics, and AOC has some issues, as my grandma said, girl got issues. She got issues. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. And I think we've got some, don't we have a clip on this? AOC talking about something with, because she was asked. She wouldn't comment. Well, here's what we should do. Play the Ducey clip and where he's explaining it, and then we'll play AOC being asked about it.
The reason for the red flags here is because when all that money moved around between accounts that were controlled by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff, it was all just labeled for strategic consulting. And the chief himself explained all this on national TV 3 years ago.
Our idea really is to run this single unified presidential style campaign that's going to look a lot like the Bernie Sanders campaign and use that model of, you know, a single website for fundraising, you know, a single like a giant national movement of volunteers contacting millions of voters.
But that might have been too broad, because the law says specific payments need to be labeled specifically. So what comes next could be a big test for the freshman congresswoman, who is very enthusiastic about other people's financial records, telling The New Yorker recently, I can see Trump being enormously upset that a 29-year-old Latina who is the daughter of a domestic worker is helping to build the case to get his financial records. I think that adds insult to injury. To him, the Federal Elections Commission complaint was lodged by the Virginia-based National Legal and Policy Center, where an official explains, these are not minor or technical violations. We are talking about real money here. In all my years of studying FEC reports, I've never seen a more ambitious operation to circumvent reporting requirements. Representative Ocasio-Cortez has been quite vocal in condemning so-called dark money, but her own campaign went to great lengths to avoid the sunlight of this. Disclosure.
All right, so that was Peter Ducey kind of laying it out. It was the strategic consulting is what they put everything under, and then specific payments were supposed to be labeled specifically, but they're not. They're just bundled into this one thing. And then the irony and the hypocrisy of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wanting to get Donald Trump's records. So there you have it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I hope AOC is in trouble. I hope the Democrats hold her to the level of scrutiny, a fraction of the level of scrutiny that they've held Donald Trump. Because once they get her, she may become a big voice in saying, I got railroaded by the government, and it won't be Trump's government. She's going to find out, like Herman Cain got railroaded by the Republicans, she's going to find out she's getting railroaded by the Democrats. Because let me tell you, Nancy Pelosi can't be happy with her. I said earlier, maybe we said it the other day, but she is the leader of the Democratic Party. People know that woman's name. Go look at her Twitter feed. She gets more in a tweet than any other Democrat on the planet, than Hillary Clinton, than Barack Obama, than Pelosi. Pelosi and Schumer don't even get they don't even get any engagement. This woman is getting crazy amounts of engagement. Anyway, she responded. Well, she didn't really respond, but here's her being asked about her potential campaign violations.
Comment on the FEC violation filed against your...
There is no violation, so there's no violation.
Do you think that's a sign of you taking dark money?
Oh, no.
Maybe. That was brand new reaction from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to a potential bombshell complaint filed with the Federal Election Commission against the freshman Democrat and her chief of staff. The allegations being lodged by the Conservative National Legal and Policy Center claim the congresswoman and her top staffer improperly funneled nearly $900,000 in campaign contributions from political action committees to private companies.
Ah, it's going to get interesting. This isn't just going to go away, and here's the reason why. By the way, that wasn't, I don't think that was Fox. I think that was a regular media network. Now, right now, it's being sort of kept under the rug. You know, this is staying below the radar, I guess is a better way to put it, this Ocasio-Cortez campaign finance irregularities. But I believe wholeheartedly, Pelosi saying, you want to know why you aren't first page on every major magazine? I said, I almost said magazine. And you're not the front story of every news outlet in America? Because I'm not letting it. But you keep it up and watch what happens. Oh, man. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I've learned, folks, that this government can do the craziest things to you. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want. And if you haven't seen people getting railroaded and people getting off, look at what Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Eric Holder, many others, McCabe, Strzok, Lisa Page, none of them in jail. But Bill Cosby's in jail. You know, when you look at how this government operates and you ask yourself, who is pulling the strings here? I'm telling you, I believe in my heart of hearts, I don't have any evidence of this. My producers are going, here he goes, Kevin's going to give a guarantee. No, I'm not guaranteeing it. I believe in my heart of hearts that Nancy Pelosi has reached out to Ocasio-Cortez's team and says, I'm warning you, and it'll be the last warning, and then they're going to release the hounds of H.E. Double Crooked Socks, and this girl's going to wish she'd never been born. Now, Ocasio-Cortez could end up being one of these advocates for real change to say, they're setting me up. You know, maybe she did have campaign finance violations. I don't know. Is she going to get a slap on the wrist like Obama? Understand this. Barack Obama got foreign money. He got small donations from people all over the world. He got big donations from the Saudis and many other folks. They found out that he had massive campaign finance irregularities. He got the largest fine levied by the FEC. I'm almost positive that still remains the case. He got the largest fine levied by the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission. And that's it. It was a slap on the wrist compared to this man had a $1 billion-plus campaign. He launched into multimillionaireship, took the presidency, while all these other, and keep in mind, that investigation was going on. So was Fast and Furious. So was the letting veterans down waiting lists, the targeting of conservatives by the IRS, and a host of other things that nobody, he had a scandal-free administration. This guy's administration came into the presidency in a scandal. It's Kevin Jackson, folks. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. We got a lot to talk about today. Not just AOC and her shenanigans.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I saw the story where they said a doctor may lose his medical license over non-payment of student loans. And I thought to myself, wow. Because not paying your loan has nothing to do with your ability to be a doctor. Now, if you're a doctor and you can't pay your student loans, that says a lot about our society, if you ask me. Because, I mean, that's a pretty high-paying profession. I realize pediatrics doesn't make what cardiologists and neurosurgeons make, but still, you get out of school, you become a doctor, you make, you know, set up a, your hang your shingle, as they say. You figure you could pay back student loans. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com if you want to give me a ring, 844-551-8255. So, as I pondered this question, this doctor potentially losing his medical license over non-payment of a student loan, I said, well, there are a lot of occupations that have licenses. There are engineers that have a professional engineering degree. They call it a PE. Okay? Should it apply to engineers? The guy that built the bridge or built the building or, you know, made sure that this circuitry isn't going to shock you to death. I mean, you've gone out, you've done everything you need to do, but you're not paying back your student loans. Are you a deadbeat for not paying back your student loans? The left says they want people to be, to not even have to pay them back. So how is a doctor being threatened to lose his medical license when there are people out there advocating that he never should have to pay it back to begin with? Personally, I think he should have to pay it back. I don't think you should lose your license over it, but maybe you have a certain amount of time or your license will be suspended. Sounds like a pretty good compromise to me. How many lawyers do you think are in debt? It isn't just enough to go through your bachelor's. You've got to then take the LSAT. Is it LSAT or LCAT? I forget. Anyway, no, it's MCAT and LSAT. So you take the law SAT, then you get into law school, and you do whatever, a year or two, whatever that is, and then you got to pass the bar, then you got to relicense and all these other things. I mean, it's costly. And it's not a social well, it kind of is. Some law degrees are social justice degrees. But it's a degree that you can go out and make a living at it, you know, not trying to be some social justice warrior. But a legit, you know, where you got to get a license to practice on. Should that be taken away? I already asked about engineers. What about a trade school? What if you haven't paid back your trade school loans and you're a plumber or you're an electrician? Should your license be taken away from that? I mean, it brings up interesting, you know, subject matter, right? I was talking to the guys at Reason this weekend. I keep talking about that over the weekend, I should say. And one of the things that came up was all these electric cars and going to. And I know this is a little bit changing of a subject, but I'll circle back. So you got all these laws that are these things that Ocasio-Cortez wants to get rid of green energy. I mean, turn us over to green energy. By within 10 years. So let's say she accomplishes that. So there are no more fossil fuels. We're no longer going and getting gasoline, and we're just charging. We're doing charging stations. Does she understand the amount of revenue that's lost from the federal government when there's no oil and gas revenue? Uh-oh. Yeah. Hey, here's an interesting little factoid. The government, federal, state, makes more money from oil profits than the oil companies do. I want you to imagine putting in the level of infrastructure it takes to build a derrick out in the middle of the ocean somewhere, the North Atlantic or something like that, where it's just, you know, crazy weather, and you've got a multi-billion-dollar investment. You ever seen one of these oil platforms? I want you to just think about what it takes to build it and then what it takes to operate it, and the government sits back and goes, okay, send me the money. Give me the money. Wow. Talk about a racket. Just think of every business that has to build its buildings and put in all these complex. I mean, have you ever seen an oil refinery? Just Google oil refinery, look at it, and ask yourself, would you let a bureaucrat run this? Ask yourself what the D.C. bureaucrats would do if they had to run one of these oil refineries down in Houston, Texas, in Beaumont. There'd be more explosions. You would think we lived in Iran or Afghanistan during the war, because there would be more explosions going on around this country than you can shake a stick at. Man, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. These people, so what are they going to tax? Here's my question. What are they going to, when there is no more fossil fuel tax, because we're all running in electric cars and all we got is the electric grid that's running off of wind power and solar power and hydro and who knows, nuclear and hydrogen, what are they going to tax? Because now all you're doing is releasing clean, except for nuclear, you're just releasing water with hydrogen, or you have nothing that's ruining the environment. So the next thing they're going to do is they're going to tax your mileage. And you know how mileage is one of these taxes where I can't wait for this to happen. Because essentially you're going to say, okay, black people, you can only go 100 miles. That's all you can afford to go. And white people are going to be going millions of miles. Millions of miles. And unless somebody comes up with a really cool way, one of these extraterrestrial ways to pilot, you know, to do a spaceship that doesn't void it, that you're going to see white people all over the road. They're not going to be a black person. Black people will live in cities and travel 3 or 4 miles because the mileage tax will be so high we can't afford it. I'm saying poor folks. And that includes some white people too. But I'm saying if you keep it the way it is right now with the poverty levels where they are, blacks are more, you know, in bigger proportion per capita, have more poverty. There you go. AOC. And she's got her campaign finance problems. She also made the comment just recently that the current state of America is garbage. Mm-hmm. And if you believe that, then let me tell you why you would think that way. Because leftists are running the current state of America. They have taken over. They have given us the current state of America. What's funny, she's thought this for years. Before she ran for election, she's believed that the current state of America is garbage. That's why the left, for the record, hates Donald Trump's Make America Great Again. And so the current state of America is garbage to her, and she doesn't even understand her people are the reason we have it this way, why it's garbage. Sanctuary cities, open borders. Hey, you don't even have to work, we'll pay you. Now, you would think that would decrease the... If you said, we don't even have to work, we'll pay you, but if you're caught doing a crime, then you're off the system and we will kill you. Maybe other people would go for it. But this is, you don't have to do anything, we'll pay you. Oh, by the way, if you can't make ends meet, you know what we'll do? We'll allow you to go ahead and commit some crimes. There's no consequence to anything. And in fact, if you're an illegal and you've come over here and already committed a crime, we will still pay you. We'll put you on our system. But then the Democrats will tell you, hey, they're cost positive. They're cost positive. Bring them over illegally, put them into the system, let them have schooling, let them have medical care, let them be on welfare, and oh, by the way, we will give them a working wage, a wage that's equivalent to them working, but they never have to work. And the Democrats want you to believe these are people that they're going to bring over that are going to contribute to society. People living on less than $5 a day, which over half the world does. And they say these people are going to be cost positive to you. That is the creative thinking that has led to the current state of the Democratic Party and their leader being Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 40 people have been charged in a nationwide college admissions cheating scandal that involved paying up to $6 million to place their children in elite universities. That's according to court records that were revealed on Tuesday. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says parents cheated along with their kids, along with the mastermind of the scheme, William Singer.
Numerous parents paid Singer between $15,000 and $75,000 to have someone either take the exam for their child or to correct their child's answers afterward.
Ireland and France are the latest two countries to ground all Boeing 737 MAX jet airliners after the crash of an Ethiopian plane on Sunday. The two countries joined the United Kingdom, China, Australia, Indonesia, and Mexico after the 737 MAX crashed after takeoff in Ethiopia, killing all 157 passengers. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tragedy in the skies. Another Boeing 737, I think they call it a MAX, has crashed. One crashed in Indonesia a few months ago, and this last one just crashed in Ethiopia a couple days ago. And, those scary. Because now Southwest flies this jet. They have service to Hawaii, which I'm presuming this jet would have to cover. They've sold quite a few of them, but two crashes in less than 6 months has to make you take pause. Boeing and people that may be flying that jet. 156 people died on the first one, 189 on the first one, and 156 on the second. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. The pilot was said to be one of the best. No error there. They said something about the, I forget which part of the system, but both times in these flights, just after takeoff, this jet drops and loses altitude, crashes. And having looked into the longer range flights of Southwest Airlines that uses that jet, I have to tell you, I'm taking a bit of a pause here. I don't know what else to tell you, except that a lot of innocent people lost their lives over this, and Boeing needs to take some, you know, some precautionary measures here. I heard that China grounded the jet, said, nope, no flights on that jet. If you're flying that jet right now, it's grounded. It's not going to look too good for Boeing. It certainly impacted their stocks. I was watching it the day after just to see what would happen. I'm just getting around to this, honestly, because it's not political per se. It's just one of those human interest things. And I would tell you, it's a good thing to ask about the jet. It certainly is. I've never had a fear of flying, but I'll be honest with you. Recently, it's been on my brain as to, you know, to be a little bit more questioning about what kind of plane is this? Excuse me. Is it an MD-80 or whatever? How long has this plane been in service? May I see the service manuals, the records? I mean, I'm getting a little two of these. And I don't know if I've been on one because I fly a lot of Southwest Airlines. They fly 737s, but I never looked at, is this one the MAX or is this one a regular one? But that's pretty scary. What else we got going on here? Jesse Smollett update. You guys want to get into that? Tucker Carlson's in the news. Did you guys hear about this? Tucker he did radio interviews. It's like me. I do radio interviews for years. And they went back and they did a mashup of Tucker Carlson in these radio interviews. And you can tell that it's some of it's tongue-in-cheek and Tucker's making excellent points because he's, I'll be honest with you, he's a superb guy. He's not perfect, but Tucker is a superb guy. And some of the comments could definitely be considered, you know, misogynistic or whatever. You know, you can tell he's playing along with these guys and to a degree. But I'm going to tell you something. I have no love lost for Fox News. None. And I'm not picking a fight with them. I'm just saying, you know, these are the people that fired me for calling women lying skanks. And then you go look, listen to the things that, you know, and they dug these up from 2009. I mean, this stuff from Tucker is 10 years old. Almost 10 years old. And they dug these things up, and it's a mashup. We should, I'll play it. We had to bleep out a lot of words, not from Tucker's side, but from the radio, I guess the podcast host. I don't know if they're doing this on the radio, because I don't think they could have, but the podcast host. And you can judge for yourself. It's probably five different interviews and conversations, which is why I call it a mashup. And most of it, quite honestly, isn't bad at all. And I want to be very clear. I'm not condemning Tucker for what he said or did. I'm not. There's no reason why he should apologize for any of the things that he said. And some of these things are, you guys may find a little insensitive. Like, he talks about a bit of the few things he says about women, but I've heard far worse. But what I always come back to is, you know, I'm gone for tweeting something. I know, look, Fox never vetted me for everything I've ever said and wrote. Prior, which they, quite frankly, I don't care if they had. It was funny because my staff would say to me, you know, Kevin, if you tweet these or say these things or write about this, you know, Fox may never hire you. And I said, well, then they shouldn't hire me. That was my comment from the very beginning. And when Roger Ailes, when they called me and said, hey, Kevin, come up to New York, we want to hire you, I was like, okay, there we go. It verified exactly what I said. You can't be worrying about, I wonder what they're going to say about this in the future. Are you kidding? How do you live your life that way? By the way, that is exactly what's happening right now with our kids. Your kids are going to live in the worst bubble ever. Think about this. Your children are going to have to decide what they say, where the social media is, who's putting it out there for every single thing that they do, whether they're at a party, whether they're on a bus sleeping, whether they're at a cookout, a campfire. Every aspect of their lives is under scrutiny, and not because they're anybody. And then think about how somebody coming back to them at 10 years old or 12 years old or 15 or 21 or whatever age and saying, yeah, well, you remember you used to be this way. You didn't. Really? Let me ask you, would you want to have that level of scrutiny? I sure wouldn't. You know, let's play this clip. It's about 3 minutes, but it, like I said, it's multiple things. It's a smash up, and then we can talk about it a little bit. Then I want to get into this Jussie Smollett thing. I know you guys love when I talk about Jussie Smollett, right? Anyway, well, here's a clip.
Really, he's not in prison for that. He didn't warn Jeff underage girls.
No, he's in prison for facilitation of child rape.
Whatever the hell that means.
That means
he's
that,
in prison. He's in prison because he's weird and unpopular, and he has a different lifestyle that other people find creepy.
No, he's an accessory to the rape of children. That is a felony, and a serious one at that.
What do you mean an accessory? He's like got some weird religious cult where he thinks it's okay to, you know, marry underage girls, but he didn't do it. Why wouldn't the guy who actually did it, who had sex with an underage girl, he should be the one who's doing life? The rapist in this case has made a lifelong commitment to live and take care of the person, so it is a little different. I mean, let's just be honest about it. He's not accused of touching anybody. He's accused of facilitating a marriage between a 16-year-old girl and a 27-year-old man. But that's the accusation. That's what they're calling felony rape.
But in our
state, that's bullshit. I'm sorry. Now, this guy may be a children, maybe a child rapist. I'm just telling you that arranging a marriage between a 16-year-old and a 27-year-old is not the same as pulling a stranger off the street and raping her. That's bullshit.
You know what? In my brief experience, you know what gets women going is arguing with them.
Really?
Yeah.
Brad, I never use them.
It's true. You debate politics with a woman and just go, you know, just full-blown out there, especially feminism. If you're talking to a feminist and she's giving you, men really need to be more sensitive and this. You know, actually, men don't need to be more sensitive. You just need to be quiet and kind of do what you're told.
And lighten up a little bit, bitch.
They love it.
Alexa Stewart, we run into her all the time.
She seems awful.
Yeah, she is awful.
They're very...
She seems extremely...
I like that word out of... Oh, yeah, I stepped over me. She seems... Why not? Go ahead.
She just does seem a little... Yeah. And you said it. I'm just agreeing with you. I don't use that word.
Right. I'd love for Tucker Carlson. Tonight on MSNBC, a girl that comes across kind of...
Well, she does. I mean, I heard her. Now, I'm a Brent fan, so, okay, I'm just stating my bias right out front here. But I heard her on with him, and I just wanted to give her the spanking she suggested.
I actually watched. When she's laying her head in your bed at night, you know who the hell's in her bedroom and what they're doing. Nobody, just her. Well, when she's in a dormitory-type setting and these little girls start experimenting around, next thing you know, you got a lesbian on your hands.
I don't think they're likely.
Brent, what's going on in the Combe dormitory? Nothing. I don't got a PSP to play. I ain't got nothing going on. I ain't got my mom and dad here to tell me that they love me and they tuck me in bed. So here's Trixie. She wants to explore my body a little bit. So, hey, let's go crazy.
Wow.
I just think that's pretty unlikely.
Can you tell them, as outlandish as that is, how old is your daughter?
14. I love women, but they're extremely primitive. They're basic. They're not that hard to understand.
Putting Paris and Brittany in a commercial with Obama is classic old school miscegenation, old South.
Uncle Tom.
It's old South. These two young white girls are going
to
be dating a
black
man.
So they're trying to say that he's coming for your pristine white daughter, but he's really the biggest in America?
So you want to Sarah Palin.
There is that. I'll agree with that.
I feel sorry for unattractive women. I mean, there's nothing they did, you know?
What's better than hockey, weed, and I mean...
But you know, first of all, there's no Canadian woman that you'd want to pay to sleep with. Anybody who answers my trophy wife is my favorite possession is my hero. I don't give a I'm voting for the guy.
All right, welcome back, Kevin Jackson here. I find that those interviews very funny. I've done many interviews where you're bouncing back and forth off of the radio host, and you're making for interesting conversation, and it's tongue in cheek. It's sarcastic. It's ironic. It's hot. You know, it's everything that it technically you. I mean, I'm not saying you don't believe some of the things, but it's tongue in cheek type stuff, not meant to have a deep dive. And it's obvious that's what Tucker's doing in most of these cases. And I think in some ways he's exactly right when he says, "Yeah, you argue with a feminist, it makes them hot." Yeah. Okay. If John Stewart said that, does anybody care? And of course the answer is no. Let's see how Fox handles the targeting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Jussie Smollett situation gets more and more incredible every day. Look, this man is so easily guilty. I mean, there's no question that Jussie Smollett is guilty of staging the attack on himself. No doubt about it. The people who were part of it, the two Nigerian guys, have turned evidence. I mean, they've essentially, you know, spilled the beans. They said, we were paid to attack him, to make it look like this. All along, there's not a single bit of evidence that points otherwise. Nothing. And yet, We get the lawyer for Jussie Smollett, who is now saying, well, it's the system that's going against Jussie Smollett. I'm not kidding you folks. This must be the best, one of the best examples. I'm not going to say the best because there's so many good ones. But this is one of the best examples of leftism I've ever seen. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Jussie Smollett wanted more notoriety. There are people that do that. They crave it. I'm not one of them. And the reason why I can tell you this is because if I were, I would be huge in radio. I would have one of the biggest radio shows ever. If people ask me, Kevin, why don't more people know about you? Because we don't sit around in our and it's sad to say this because my team, we know we need that notoriety, but we're as a group of people, we're just not that way. Maybe if I had one of those people that said, we're going to be bigger. We're going to be bigger than anybody. Yeah, just wait and see. Yeah, yeah. Where's your God now, Moses? Well, if we had one of those people, it probably wouldn't last very long because we are not that type. Our team, we understand that we got to be out there. We got to do media. But we also understand that you can make this transition to where you become an evil part of the system. And we don't want it. But there are people out there who want it. They crave it. You guys may remember a chick back in the day. Her name was Pia Zadora. She was not very talented, but she married a very, very wealthy man. And he indulged her every whim. He would say to her, you want to be a singer? We'll get you singing lessons. You want to be a dancer? We'll get you dancing lessons. They did plastic surgery. I mean, Pia Zadora was, you know, like a Shrek. And they turned her into a relatively attractive, you know, decently talented woman who was the talk of the town for a bit of time. She sought a guy out who could make her into what she wanted to be. And if some of you, like my producers, they're too young. They don't understand her. They don't even understand what I'm talking about. But there was a time, if you're over 50 years old, you know who I'm talking about, Pia Zadora. But she craved it. And then what happened in the end? Nothing. She didn't have the talent to back it up. I'm not going to say most people don't, but most people who have these delusions of grandeur, they don't have the ability to back it up. And so it's the people that are the unwitting, they unwittingly get into the spotlight because, you know, their talent projects them, propels them there is what I should say. And I'm proud to say I think I'm one of those folks. I believe that in spite of us not pushing our agenda, you know, we'll say to you guys from time to time, hey, listen, you know, promote the show, let people know, blah, blah, blah. But it isn't overbearing like, what's his name? The guy that would hawk his books every time he's on Fox. He couldn't get two words out before he was saying more about his book that was out. I'm not that way. Look at my interviews on Fox. Rarely did I ever promote anything. When I go on radio shows today to do hits, they're called hits. They say, Kev, what are you promoting? I go, nothing. Let the audience enjoy what we do. Don't worry about promoting me. They'll find me if they want to find me. So that's what I do. But Jussie Smollett's not that type. Jussie Smollett wants to be discovered. And he wants to be a big name because he's sucked up into this Hollywood vortex of crazy. And so the only way to get more money, the only way to be able to stay in the limelight is you got to be bigger and bigger. I mean, this is a dude rolling with politicians. He's got politicians. He's got fellow castmates. Hollywood is cheering for him when supposedly he got his butt kicked, right? How many people? Only in America in 2019. Oh my gosh, Trump people suck. And conservatives, you should be ashamed of yourselves. And targeting blacks and gays. And the whole thing. Completely made up. Why? Because Jussie wanted to promote his career. And he used his blackness and his gayness to do it. Here's the clip.
Well, what is your response to these 16 felony counts that he's now facing? And is this right that it's basically one count for each alleged lie that he told?
You know, Anderson, even if he were
supposedly the one who had orchestrated this. This is an outrage. The fact that he maintains his innocence makes it even more outrageous. 16 counts. I defy anybody to find any indictment anywhere where somebody has brought 16 counts for being a victim of a hate crime, basically. The problem with this case, and it started with immediately, is
they're not bringing 16 counts,
Anderson, because you just put it. Okay. They're bringing 16 counts. They're bringing 16 counts because they parsed out two statements. I defy you to find something like that. He was not suspended. They have not talked to one person at Fox who has said he was dissatisfied with his money. They have not interviewed one person connected with the show Empire who says he was dissatisfied with his money. They have not. They are the ones who started their internal investigation about the leaks because all of the information that was being leaked was false. And I wasn't at Northwestern Hospital. Northwestern Hospital is supposedly, if you believe the reporting, let go of 50 people because 50 people have illegally accessed his records. What is happening here is, frankly, a media gangbang of this guy of unprecedented proportions. And that's the reason I got into this. I've never seen a media pendulum swing more quickly and more viciously and rob somebody of their presumption of innocence like this case. It's startling the way people assume that he's guilty. He hasn't been given one stitch of discovery. Not one. There isn't one police report. Your package just said he paid $3,500. I've got the texts. Those texts, and they conceded that the check and the texts were for training. It wasn't to pay anything. So I don't understand where any of this comes from. He's supposedly paid for it. He's the one who supposedly was dissatisfied. There's no evidence of that.
So you're saying the superintendent had talked about this theory that he wanted more money, he wasn't happy. You're saying they haven't talked to anybody associated with their production at all. So, but, I mean, does it make sense
to
you?
Wouldn't you expect if a police chief, hold on, Anderson, if a police chief is going to come out and say and give a press conference and is going to say he was dissatisfied and is going to basically taint the jury pool, wouldn't you expect that there would be some basis upon which you would do that? Wouldn't you expect one person would have been interviewed who actually knew something about this, was negotiating his salary, his agent, somebody on the set, his producer, anybody? Wouldn't you expect that at the very least?
Now, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. The thing I guess I'm most interested in about this particular interview is the fact that Anderson Cooper doesn't push back. I know he was trying to. He was like, look, you jump in, you say, hey, listen, stop trying to put everybody else on trial here. The Nigerian men that you say he wrote a check to for $3,500 for training have admitted that the check was not for training, that the check was written so they could stage this nonsense. Now, I don't know if he went on to say that because I don't follow Anderson Cooper, but and then don't you think it's a little bit far-fetched that two people, two white guys that are pro-Trump guys, really knew who Jesse was? I would hold this guy and say, look, I know you're playing attorney, but you're going to get asked some tough questions, and it's going to start here. But this guy, there are people out there, believe it or not, I couldn't believe. I was told, Kevin, there's a whole group of people that are out there. They believe Jesse Smollett. I'm like, really? I don't know what percentage of Americans that would be, but I always love those types of statistics because they tell you how stupid some people are. There are a group of people out there, I also heard this, that believe R. Kelly. Okay. At least with R. Kelly, you know, it's kind of he said, she said. And though I'm telling you right now, I agree mostly with the women here because there's just too many of them with the same story, and they're not getting together on this. It isn't like they're friends and all this. There are women saying the same thing that are coming from different places. So I tend to agree with it. But with Jesse Smollett, come on, there's plenty of evidence here to let you know this guy was about nothing but Jesse. So I don't believe anything he says. But his lawyers out there trying to condemn the system. If you can't get your client off on the facts, then let's say it's the system that's the problem.
It's very democratic of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.